A Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, an investigation is underway after a woman was stabbed to death in New Jersey earlier this morning. Hudson County prosecutors say cops responded to a call at a West New York home on Murphy Place. That's where they discovered the 24-year-old woman with multiple stab wounds dead at the scene. A person of interest is in custody at Hackensack University Medical Center. Police believe it was a domestic violence incident. Emergency response is getting a big boost in South Plainfield, which has secured more than $370,000 in federal funding. Police Captain Peter Papa says the current systems are at the end of their life.
The update and modernization of the South Plainfield Emergency Operations Center will allow for timelier management of incoming 911 calls and the immediate dispatch of emergency services.
The center handled more than 68,000 calls in 2022. The arrest of a woman in connection with two shoplifting cases at an Ulta Beauty store in Clark could be the tip of the iceberg for several thefts, totaling $20,000. Alaya Hines was charged with stealing over $1,600 worth of merch, including 16 bottles of perfume on Christmas Eve, according to police. Hines admitted the December theft and two others, totaling $4,000 worth of total of stolen goods. A three-year-old pit bull mix abandoned and found starving on the streets of Philadelphia has been taken to a New Jersey vet for care. NJ.com reports a man found Pandora and tried to feed her, but when she refused, he brought her to an outcast rescue. She is now receiving emergency care from Crown Veterinary Specialist in Lebanon, Hunterdon County. And they say she was only 27 pounds and very weak when found. But she is up, walking and eating and playing, but donations are desperately needed to provide Pandora with life-saving care. The number of organ donors in New Jersey reached an all-time high in 2022 at 283. The NJ Sherry Network reports, in addition, 670 organs were transplanted in a single year, also an all-time high. And this breaks down to 350 kidneys, 170 livers, 71 hearts, 58 lungs, 20 pancreas, and one intestine. President and CEO Carolyn Welsh says organ donation is so important.
We all know that death is upon us, right? Whatever that time frame is, we can't change that, but we can change the ending to someone's story. What we do is bring light to them at a place of such darkness when they lose someone that they love.
Nearly 4,000 people in New Jersey are currently on the organ transplant waiting list, according to the United Network for Organ Sharing. Now, the Edison Infinity Business Report. If you drive an older model Honda, the company has issued an immediate do not drive warning due to a possible airbag malfunction that could cause serious injury or death. The affected models include 2001 through 2003 Honda Accords, Civic, CRVs, Odysseys, and Pilots, as well as Acura TL and CL vehicles. Honda says owners should not drive them until repairs to the airbags can be made. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 265 points at 34,156. Edison Infinity is under new ownership. Shop now during their grand opening with the biggest selection of new Infiniti vehicles than any other dealer in the tri-state. Visit them online at edisoninfiniti.com. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. February and still no snow? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey, fast traffic in 1 minute.
Not New York. Not Philadelphia. For the Garden State's most reliable weather forecasts, count on Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow. Weekdays on New Jersey 101.5.
I've New Jersey Fest. Terrific.
It remains very busy on a stretch of 287 north of Route 24 up to Parsippany Road and Route 80 coming west from 280 into 287. Also slow. There's still a crash on Route 10 east in Whippany into Troy Hills Road. Very busy into that spot. There's slow traffic at Route 1 coming in through Edison at Old Post Road down to Plainfield Avenue. And the traffic on the parkway is still a bit on the slow side, working your way south coming in through Union, briefly into the Clark area. Farther down the line, it's gotten better between exit 89 and 82. And the traffic on the New Jersey Turnpike, not bad. A little bit slow on the eastern spur south, coming towards the car in the truck lanes. It looks like it's gotten a lot better southbound towards exit 9, although northbound a little bit slow north of exit 9. Looks like the traffic across the Hudson, still about a 10-minute delay, leaving New Jersey at the Lincoln Tunnel, 15 at the Holland, most of that from 1 to 9. Tom Rivers, New Jersey Traffic North.
Joel Myra, New Jersey traffic south. 295 is starting to get a little bit of shrinkage with the delay on the southbound side from exit 30 down to exit 26. So it is improving, but you're still slow around that curve, the Aljo curve. Also, we have delays at Warwick Road crossing over Whitehorse Pike, where we have an accident being worked on. 38 a little busy in Cherry Hill in both directions. And traffic is also going to be a little tough for you on the ride at 295 in Mercer County in both directions at Route 1 exiting. New Jersey fast traffic every 15 minutes. Next report, 618 on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey traffic brought to you by W. Danley Electrical. Weather is unpredictable, but with Generac automatic standby generators from W. Danley, power in your home is not. Free extended warranty, 3-inch gen pad, and more when you purchase a qualifying Generac home standby generator. Visit Danley911.com for details.
All Jersey, all the time.
Thanks, 101.5, for all you guys do.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 in skin weather. Tonight, there's an area of low pressure moving eastward across Canada, and that'll push a weak cold front and a few rain showers through New Jersey. So, some raindrops. That's about it. Nothing dramatic here. I think we stay above freezing in the mid-30s overnight. Skies will stay mostly cloudy. And then we flip right back to pleasant weather tomorrow. Partly sunny, breezy, and mild. Highs 50 to 55. We'll be back in the 50s on Thursday, but with lots of clouds and probably some scattered rain showers during the daytime hours on Thursday. Friday, expect periods of sun and clouds with another chance of rain developing late day. One more time in the 50s on Friday. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
In Camden, it's 42, Randolph 38, Robbinsville 43. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. New Jersey weather brought to you by Ray Katina Auto Group. Whether when it comes to setting the benchmark of what all luxury SUVs should be, the Mercedes-Benz GLC more than meets the challenge. Now with special offers on all remaining 2022 models in stock. Visit Mercedes-Benz of Edison, Mercedes-Benz of Union, or Ray Katina of Freehold.
New Jersey 101.